center of the church. Here you stand at the crossroads of the church site. From here, there is a straight line north to the main church door, east to the altar at the front of the church, south to the glass door through to the church room, toilets and office, and west to the bell tower. In a traditional Christian community, this network of corridors would have been called the cloisters, a place of pleasant distraction, of chance and surprise meetings, including with those we might naturally avoid. I wonder who's coming down the cloister now.
Here you are, standing at the centre of the cross shape, made by the tiles on the floor. A reminder of the story of Jesus, God with us, who left the security of his Father to be born a vulnerable human being on that first Christmas, and who lived a perfect life, and eventually was cruelly murdered by the authorities. In doing so, he took away the shame and injustice of all creation, including you and me.
We encourage you to take a good look at Jesus and what he has accomplished for you on the cross and through his subsequent resurrection. He offers us life in all its fullness and an eternal place with him. Responding to his offer is the most important thing we can do in our lives. Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him would not be lost, but have eternal life. John chapter 3.